The Burt Show.
Yes, arranged marriages still happen. I mean, they happen right here in this country. Mm-hmm. Julie is a Burt Show listener, not her real name. She's going through the process right now with her parents. Hey, okay. Julie.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the voice disguiser. Nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay, that's good.
All right, where do you want to start? Because there, as I'm reading your email here, there are a couple of different levels. So why don't I just throw it back to you, and you just take it where you want to start.
Okay, well, ever since I graduated from school, I got my undergraduate degree. My parents have been forcing me or telling me that I should get married. I've reached that prime age of 23 to get married.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there.
Okay.
You're at the prime age of 23 years old, and it is time to get married.
Yes.
Okay, now, your parents are from this country or from another country?
They're from the same country.
They're from here.
No, not from here, from where this guy is from.
Can you tell us what country that is, or are you not comfortable doing that?
Let's just say they're from India.
India. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so they believe I should be getting married. And then, like, over the summer, they threw a couple of guys that they had heard about to me, and I was like, no. I've been, very adamant about saying this is not what I want. And mm-hmm. then finally, within the past month, this other family friend who knows of another family whose son is looking to settle down. So I actually agreed to this because my mom told me how much he makes, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm a little shallow. I'm not afraid to admit that. Mm-hmm. And so I just started talking to him through emails.
Okay, how much money are we talking about that this guy was making per year to get you attracted to him?
About 150 to 160K.
Okay. Okay. All right, you're just being honest.
Wow.
I'm being honest about that.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
So you weren't into the arranged idea until they're like, hey, this guy makes $160,000. Yeah. You're like, well, maybe this arranged thing's not such a bad idea.
Well, let's just give it a go, and it'll shut my mom up for a while, too, and get her off my back.
Okay.
So there was actually an initial attraction because we have similarities. We actually got along.
He makes money, and you like to spend it. So that could be one similarity.
Yes, that was one similarity. But I told him exactly how I was, and he was fine with it. And we only talked through emails or instant messenger. Like, we talked on the phone maybe a couple of times. And when it was on the phone, it was actually a comfort level. But within the past week, I found out that he's never dated anyone, mm-hmm. not even just slept around throughout college, never engaged in having sex. He's never even had a first real kiss or anything.
Okay.
And he had no desire throughout college, high school, not even a two-minute relationship in middle school that most of us experience.
Okay. So he has zero experience with women whatsoever. Is he completely socially awkward when you're talking to him and, emailing and instant messaging and stuff?
No, he seems to be completely fine and down to earth and relaxed and chill. It's not that he seems out of place or feels like he's a little bit sheltered. It's not that at all. Like, he'll go out with his friends, mostly which are guys that he's talked about. And he doesn't drink, but he'll hang out with his guy friends at bars.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of a little concerned. And my friend, who's usually sitting next to me when I'm talking to him online, I left the computer for a second, and she asked him, are you gay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And I yelled at my friend, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that.
Don't ask him that. What did he say?
He didn't say anything. That was the thing. I told him, I'm sorry, that wasn't me. That was my friend. And usually, if I were to approach a guy and say, hey, are you gay? And if they weren't gay, they would become a little defensive.
All right, let me ask you this question. I guess I've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Based on that he has never dated anybody, never gone out with a girl,
mm-hmm.
never had a drink,
mm-hmm.
really hasn't done anything outside mm-hmm. of the box at all. You thought that, where was the indication to you at that point that he might be gay? I'm not tying the two in together.
He's never had the desire to actually go. When he said he never had the desire to ask a girl out, to date a girl, to do anything, that kind of gave me an inclination.
Okay.
Maybe there's something that's he's keeping. Either he's a sex addict and he doesn't want that out, and he's going out with lots of different girls, or he's just not into girls.
Well, my first instinct when you talked about that is that's not an indication that he's gay. Like, for a lot of gay people, they go out with people to cover up what they're doing. Like, I have never, none of my friends, including myself, have ever been, you know, like you said, never gone out with anybody. I went out with guys in high school and I went out with guys in college. I knew who I was, but I was covering it up. All my guy friends, they went out with girls, you know, until they were able to be out on their own, and then, you know, they were able to do their own thing. So I don't necessarily think that's an indication that he's not into girls. It just could be that he's never been comfortable enough in that arena. And if he's 27 making, almost $200,000 a year, then obviously he's been spending a lot of time also building up his career.
You don't think it's a red flag for anything, though, that he's 27, he's never had the desire to even kiss a girl?
I don't necessarily think that it's not a red flag, but that red flag doesn't necessarily have to be the rainbow flag.
Okay, now we're talking about a different culture here. Very nice.
No, you did not.
We're talking about a different culture here, too. So, Julie, let me ask you this. In the culture that you're talking about, is this commonplace where guys don't go out with women, they don't kiss women, they don't smoke, they don't drink? Obviously, you haven't had sex.
Well, I'm from the same culture, and I've engaged in all of those activities. And my parents probably don't know that I've had sex, but they know that I've went out with other people. I've had their boyfriends. I go out clubbing. I drink. I don't know if they've known I've smoked before, but they know pretty much everything else.
Does he know that you've had sex?
He asked me explicitly, and I was a little concerned to tell him online that yes, because I would never want to put that in writing. But when he's actually planning on coming here to see me in about 4 weeks, so I'm going to tell him in person.
Mm-hmm. Did you, the piece of this that I'm missing also, maybe I just zoned out for a second, have you met him face-to-face yet?
No.
Okay.
I have not met him face-to-face. Only pictures have been exchanged.
It's going to be interesting to hear about that first exchange when you guys are face-to-face, because obviously it's much easier to communicate when you're on a computer or when you're on a phone, and it's a totally different situation when you're face-to-face to see if there's, because you're saying now there's no social awkwardness at all, but I wonder if it's going to be there when you guys meet face-to-face for the first time.
I think you need to take advantage of that face-to-face meeting and just wear shoes that totally don't go with the rest of your outfit, and if he calls you on that, then you know. If he doesn't say a word, ka-ching! You got yourself a $150,000 man!
Yeah, it's too bad that Barbara Streisand's tonight, because that could have been their first. See if he accepted the invitation.
Julie, let me put you on hold for a second. I'm going to take some calls, and we'll come back to you. I just don't want to put everybody on the voice disguiser at the same time, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Right, hold on.
It's really hard to understand what she's saying on it today. I think it's because she's got a normally, like, high-pitched voice, probably.
I can try to adjust it, but...
No, don't worry about it.
It's pretty close.
You can turn it off right now. We're going to take other calls.
Okay.
Different Julie. Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I was just thinking that maybe the reason why he's never dated or had the desire is because ultimately he knows his parents are going to arrange something for him. I mean, I don't think it sounds like he's gay to me. It sounds like he's probably just a really good guy who he obviously has worked hard to make a lot of money. Maybe he's been more interested in that. She ought to be happy about that. She likes money. She said so. Maybe he just knew that it was going to be arranged. So why doesn't she just kind of take it from there and see if he's a great guy like he says he is?
These arrangements, I wonder, we'll get Julie back on here in a second, but these arrangements don't sound like the traditional arrangement where mom and dad pick somebody and you are going to marry them. It just sounds like to me like they've made very strong suggestions,
right?
Which doesn't sound so different than a lot of different houses or homes and families in our country.
But I think especially if he comes from wealthy parents, I think wealthy parents want their children to marry other wealthy kids.
I just wonder if the difference is Julie can't go outside that. I mean, your parents can suggest something, but if you go outside, I mean, she could be disowned by the I don't know how that works, but I think it's probably a lot more strict for her to make a choice of their suggestions.
Hey, Rick, you're on Q100.
Hey, first of all, people like Julie, they give a bad name to arranged marriage. I'm an Indian, and I know here arranged marriage, this term used to be historically pretty strict, but now it's not like that. It's simply your parents are trying to, you know, if you meet someone online or whether you meet someone in school or if your parents introduce you to someone, what difference does it make? There's no strict obligation for her to marry this guy. They're simply introducing her to people of the same community, which could be typical of any minority who would probably like for their children to marry within the community. And that may be a little extreme to some people, but typically minorities would do that. But they're not forcing Julie to really marry this person here.
Okay.
And secondly, this guy, I want to find out when did he migrate from India, because if he has recently done that, there's still a lot of conservative societies in India which do not view having sex before marriage or, you know, stuff like that very openly. And this guy may really just be too academically involved or, like everyone said, building up his career. So he never really had the opportunity, not because he's gay. It's just we're punishing this guy for being a sincere, decent guy and not being a slut like she would expect him to be.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Yeah, it really doesn't sound so different to me than what happens in our traditional culture also. Like, I think what Rick was saying is there are social classes in India also, and your parents would prefer you to stay in the same social class. It doesn't sound so different here.
Maybe in their culture it's spoken, and in other cultures it's just understood.
It's just implied.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting, though, he said he's curious about this guy and when he, and how conservative he is in those values, because the how he's chosen to be in his social life could have everything to do with this arrangement.
We'll get her back on in just a second. Hey, Debbie, you're on Q100.
Hey, this girl isn't serious about her culture. She shouldn't judge it up against this poor guy. He's honoring his beliefs. And obviously, she isn't honoring her beliefs that she's a gold-digging slut.
Oh!
You know?
Hey! Come on! We were all thinking it, but we didn't say it out loud.
Yeah, well, somebody had to say it out loud, and she thinks that he's gay because he isn't interested. She doesn't want to go with her parents. She's obviously against her culture, and she's not honoring anything. I mean, she really should take a look at herself and her self-worth, because if she's admittingly a gold digger, then what does that say about her and other women that can't respect a man who wants to save it for somebody who's special?
I am going to reiterate what I said before, where I don't think it's so different than a lot of different families in our country, where if a guy's making $150,000 or $160,000, your parents want you to go out with that guy because you are going to be secure financially. I don't think it's that crazy.
But I disagree with her. I don't think that there's no reason for concern. I mean, it would be a concern to me if my parents wanted me to go out with a guy who had never had any actual interaction with a woman in 27 years on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
I would be concerned. And no, I don't think she's a slut because she's had, you know, sex before or whatever. Like, I think that's pretty harsh. I think that she's absolutely in the realm of right of being concerned that this guy's never had any interaction whatsoever. I would think that's weird too. I don't care what culture you're from.
The Burt Show.